I was driving late at night through a mountainous part of our country. I came over the top of a hill and saw a light moving back and forth a short way down the road. As I came nearer, it was evident a man was signaling distress with a flashlight. I drew alongside and stopped. He explained the river below had flooded. The water was flowing across the highway with such velocity that it could sweep a car off the road. He had just discovered it on the lonely stretch of road and was signaling lest someone be swept away to death. I learned again that night that a warning of approaching danger is an act of mercy. Now, God has sounded warnings throughout the Bible. Some look upon the teaching of Holy Scripture concerning sin, death, judgment, and hell as unbecoming a God of grace and mercy. But the warnings are there because God is full of mercy and acts graciously toward men. Jesus promised that one essential ministry of the Spirit of God would be to warn people like you and me of the seriousness of sin, the nature of true righteousness, and the certainty of eternal judgment. Here are the very words of the Lord. He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Consider what the passage teaches. First, the Holy Spirit is the agent of God in convicting sinners. Second, man is the recipient of the ministry of conviction. Third, sin, righteousness, and judgment are the subjects of conviction. And fourth, the conversion of sinners through repentance and faith is the goal of conviction. The conviction of sinners of judgment because the prince of this world is judged is the subject of this study. The present world system is not divine. That is why the Holy Spirit is busy convicting the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Bible expresses the truth in these words, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." Now observe that statement, "the whole world lieth in wickedness." World does not mean the created matter of sand and water of plants and animals. It means the world system. It refers to human society. The world order of man is totally permeated with the seeds of sin. The world system is not divine. Something happened to the order of human society. It was ideal in its original state. Man lived in peace with man, with animals, with nature, and with God. And then a tragic thing came to pass. Man rebelled against the clear command of the Creator of the universe. Sin came into human experience. So man was separated from his fellows. Adam and Eve covered their bodies with fig leaves because of shame. Man was separated from God, for they hid from him among the trees of the garden. And man's relationship with nature was disturbed. The cultivated soil would be more inclined to bring forth weeds and briars than the healthful food. And even the animals came to have a fear of man. Now the tragic thing which happened to the order of human society was the entrance of sin. Satan had long determined to be as God. So he assumed control of the world under the permissive will of God, and from that time forward, all creation has been, as described in 1 John 5:19, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Satan is the present ruler of the world of man. He is called the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2:3. He is titled the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is designated the prince of this world in John 12:31. Those titles indicate that Satan is the present ruler of the system of society in which man lives. Now, Satan's authority over the present world was assumed by Jesus. Remember the temptation experience in the wilderness? After Jesus had fasted 40 days and nights, Satan came and challenged him with severe temptations. One of them is recorded in these words, "And the devil taketh him up into an high mountain, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Do you catch what Satan said? He claimed authority over the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He claimed ability to deliver it to whomever he chose. He promised to give it to Jesus, if Jesus would worship him. And Jesus did not deny Satan's claim to dominion. He simply responded, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Jesus seemed to acknowledge that Satan is truly the god of the present world system. Now that is one reason why the Christian is called upon to be separate from the world. The Apostle John wrote, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The Apostle James was even stronger in his words. "Ye adulterers and adulteresses," he wrote, "know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be the friend of the world is the enemy of God." Now companionship with a degenerate world system is alliance with Satan and is gross sin against God. The Christian must heed the call to separation. This present world order is condemned to pass. The government of Satan will be overthrown, and the government of God will be expressed in its full glory. Satan is the god of this world. That fact is repeatedly affirmed in Scripture. But listen to the reading of 1 John 2:17. "The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now when the world passes away with all of its lust, the government of Satan will end. God clearly warns, "The fashion of this world passeth away." "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Now God warns that the present world system is under the control of the wicked one. God warns that the present world system is sentenced to pass away. God warns of coming judgment upon Satan, the present ruler of the world. And God warns lest man should be destroyed in the coming judgment. The cross of Jesus Christ guarantees the overthrow of the devil. Jesus went to death with these words, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." The devil is filled with great wrath now because he knows that he has but a short time. And by faith in the Christ of the cross, you are delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The Holy Spirit of God is active in the world today, calling people out from judgment and into liberty in Christ. Do not resist the Spirit. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Father, thank you for the warnings of coming judgment, for we know that you warn in order to deliver us from its dangers. Thank you that the Holy Spirit has spoken to multitudes in these minutes, and thank you for each one who responds with personal faith in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.